All right, can we actually get going?
No.
All right. Hello and welcome to the WIP, the What If Podcast. That's a work in progress. I am your host, the world heavyweight champion of the world, the Slim James, joined by my cohorts, the intercontinental champion of life, Andrew the Giant.
Yo, yo.
And Mr. Hardcore,
woo!
The franchise. And today is a special bonus episode as the WIP becomes Wrestling Is Podcast. So, WrestleMania is upon us. It's in a few weeks.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They haven't changed when it is. You know, it's usually March or April every year.
For Easter.
Yeah.
To celebrate the rebirth of Christ. Because there's always someone that rises from the dead at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Wasn't there a bunny?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
There's a bunny.
I saw that.
Yeah.
As much as I know about current wrestling.
That brings up our very first point, you know. A history of our wrestling experiences. When did you guys start watching wrestling?
Pretty much when I was never big into wrestling, like, in the heyday.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 80s, even in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
But really, Brock Lesnar era is when I started listening to it.
Really? Listening like, not even, like, 2000?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But
you were all about that Brock, no Angle.
Yeah. He was bringing non-fans.
Yeah.
You had watched it before I did, because I watched it a little before then. I remember in, like, fifth grade watching it, and that's 97, 98.
Mm-hmm. Stone Cold.
Yeah, Stone Cold, you know.
Bret Hart.
I watched it a little bit, so I know those guys.
Yeah, so, like, I have a very distinct memory of when I started, because I didn't have the cable growing up as a kid. So I didn't have the USA Network. But once SmackDown came to UPN and broadcast, I used to think wrestling was stupid, and then I actually watched it, and it was still kind of stupid. But I was like, oh my god, I just got to keep watching this
less
forever.
Stupid.
Yeah. Mostly because of Al Snow.
He made it less stupid for you?
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
But in the Mankinds,
You know? I love me some Mankind.
Uh-huh.
Giant size Mankind.
So like, I watched it intently from 2001, and then sort of petered off once I got to high school, but I'd still watch it sort of regularly, but not talk about it as much. And then that
should get you beat up.
Yeah, and then, you know, we sort of bonded over making fun of wrestlers. Yep. In the 2003 era, I distinctly remember talking about WrestleMania 19 and Brandon Beezy hearing that Hulk Hogan had leg dropped Vince McMahon 3 times. He's still alive? Like, that's very distinct. And Rhino. Rhino sucked in 2003.
Oh, well, his arms are like T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Barrel
and he,
chest.
And, like, you know what you don't want is a 20-minute Rhino match because he puts guys in leg scissors with his fat thighs.
And then gore.
Yeah.
Gore.
So, you know, it was sort of a downward decline. We watched WrestleManias 20 and 21 at your house, the Giant.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah.
Placing some bets. I still lost money because...
Ultimo Dragon?
No, is it him? No, who slipped out?
Ultimo Dragon.
Yeah, Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo.
Ultimo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimo.
Yeah, so, like, you know, that was sort of like my big finale of actually super caring about wrestling. And then I would still watch it some in college, but it was definitely just gradually declining, you know. Have to get an actual job. And then once I graduated college, like, I pretty much stopped. And now my experience with wrestling is that I follow along on the internet.
You don't watch it anymore?
No. I'll watch, like, 6 minutes of video clips every 3 weeks.
There's probably like a podcast.
That's another
like
thing.
A recap of the week.
Al Snow's podcast himself, probably.
No, well,
Taz has a podcast.
Yes. Taz, Chris Jericho, Jim Ross.
Yeah.
But the podcast...
I'd listen to it if it was just Jim Ross.
No,
it's very long and boring.
It's so bad because it's just Jim Ross talking.
Yeah, and he gets a little, like, old man-ish about it. It's like, need a little more sizzle on that steak, you know?
Stone Cold has a podcast too, doesn't he?
Yeah. And, like, I can listen to those about once a month, one podcast per month. And even then, I'm just going to cut it off because you're still talking like that. And, like, Stone Cold's like, I haven't actually watched wrestling in the past 2 months, but I think it's going pretty well.
He doesn't know what's going on since he left.
Yeah, well, he's like, yeah, how long has this tag team been split up? Oh, about 2 months. Oh.
Whoa.
That's neat.
That's neat.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so there's also a very niche subgenre of British guys / UK, Irish, that whole area guys. Yeah. Non-continental yes. Europe guys having their podcasts. And like,
who else has podcasts?
Well, like, there's like the Attitude Era podcast where they review everything from WrestleMania 14 to WrestleMania X7. So like the 2000 era that
yeah.
I cut my teeth on. And then there's the New Generation podcast, your Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels years. OSW review.
Who does those? Just Hart. Guys.
Just guys. They're pretty well produced though, so
Glory Days podcast hosted by Taz.
No. I was in the ring with Shannon Morkel. No you weren't, Taz. But yeah, so I don't actually watch wrestling, but I follow along. So yeah, I'm the most experienced here of the wrestling fans. So I'll tell you what's going on, brother.
Okay, oh, Hulk Hogan's back.
Yeah, well, kinda.
Oh.
Well, he was in TNA for a while.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and now he's the WWE's like spokesperson.
For what?
For just like, hey, brother. We're doing the Susan G. Komen Foundation for Cancer Research, dude.
Check your breast, brother.
Pretty much. So yeah, we've done the prologue. The attitude. There's basically the. I'm positing this theory to you. We're at the brink of a new era in this WrestleMania.
Oh man.
There's like the Hulkamania era.
Yeah.
Then there's the New Generation era. Hulk's out. Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels are in. Monthly pay-per-views instead of like quarterly.
So much blood.
Then there's the Attitude Era. Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels are out. Stone Cold and The Rock are in. Different logo, the scratchy one.
Yeah.
Then they had the Brand Split Era, which I'm deeming here. You know, Stone Cold and The Rock are out. John Cena and Batista are in. And Rock Blesnar.
Movie star. Dave Bautista.
Bautista,
sorry.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, he's going to be in the next 007 movie too, right?
Really?
Yeah. Somehow he's become shockingly successful at movies despite not actually having charisma.
No.
Like, hey.
Well, he didn't need it in...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. He just...
So now hey. They're going to be hugely disappointed when they actually give him words to say.
Oh, you just talk like that all the time?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Batista.
That's the
So yeah, so we're at the brink of a new era because they've moved away from doing actual pay-per-views and they have their network. It's the WWE Network. It's like Netflix for wrestling. Although they couldn't seem to wrap their head around using that as sort of like a brief explanation. They're like, well, it's a thing you can watch on your tablet and you can get all of the pay-per-views and all. If you just say, like, it's like Netflix for wrestling, that's a lot quicker. Yeah. And they have a new logo that's like the WWE logo, but pointier and sort of shittier. And they're moving John Cena out and moving in a guy named Roman Reigns. He's like if you took... His body looks like the Big Boss Man,
right.
But no. In shape. But he has Rhino's head and uses the spear. So he's like Rhino plus Big Boss Man.
Oh, sweet.
Boss Rhino, man.
Yeah. Big Rhino Man.
Oh, that sounds awful.
So yeah, I'm going to run you through a brief history of wrestling over the past 10 years.
So from like when? What's our starting point? Brock Lesnar going to UFC?
What, when the new era begins?
Yeah. So, or your history.
My history starts in 2005.
Okay. Because
that's sort of like when we last watched... Like we watched the 2008 Royal Rumble, but it's sort of like the last hurrah of when we were like, yeah, wrestling, right, guys? So after WrestleMania 21, 2005, which is, by the way, sort of the kickoff of this late last era, because John Cena and Batista both win. But 2005, Eddie Guerrero dies, you know, and that actually has large ramifications because it sort of introduces the quote-unquote wellness policy. Guys start getting suspended for steroids.
Do they really, though?
Well, the undercard guys do. Triple H and John Cena, just rumors. Just
don't do that again.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
But, like, Spanky, the Brian Kendrick. He got fired because he was like, oh, I'll just pay a fine and continue to smoke weed instead of not smoking weed.
That's a good policy, right?
Whereas, yeah, like back in the day, Xbox would do the same thing. Like, hey, smoke weed. Not even every day, all the time.
Well, how else would you explain him dating China?
He wants Triple H to slap
his ex.
So 2006, ECW shows up. They're screwed about 4 weeks into their brand relaunch because RVD likes to get high. See, Eddie Guerrero dies, wellness policy. They start caring more about smoking pot marijuana. RVD drives while high and has some prescription pills on him and shirtless.
And that'll do it.
And so like about four weeks in, like that happens. So he gets suspended, stripped of his championships, essentially.
But not stripped of his shirt.
No, because he wasn't wearing one. Yeah, despite the fact that he wrestles with a singlet on and doesn't wrestle shirtless. Weird. So ECW, they eventually stop having a be about ECW. Because why would you want a brand about Sandman and Tommy Dreamer? Oh, but Stevie Richards. So it becomes just WWE's third brand. Not its own thing. 2007, Chris Benoit kills everybody. Yikes. And that sort of has them start shifting away from, like...
The wellness policy?
No.
obviously, it doesn't matter.
They get it close. Actually, they amp it up, and they start going TV PG, because they need to counter having a wrestler that was on the active roster killing people with his bare hands. So, like, we're going to start presenting family-friendly stuff. So that sort of alters the direction of the company, because... You no more intentional cutting yourself.
Really?
They don't do that anymore?
No. Pretty much like Triple H and Undertaker did it at WrestleMania once. But other than that, if you see blood, it's usually hard way, as they put it, because you've done it the hard way.
Oh.
See, I explained that phraseology.
It's real.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
So yeah, that's and we sort of live in a PG era, as they call it now. Yeah. Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels just empties
his body of blood. Rick
Flair's a reverse vampire. He hates blood, so he needs to get out of him.
Toxic blood.
So yeah, and then I just have 2008 and on. The whole brand split concept loses steam. They're just, essentially it boils down to, oh, well, we got two champions, but everybody's on every brand. And then
as far as Raw and
SmackDown. Yeah. So they just sort of, they like, you never had even like 1 month of like, oh my god, it's Raw versus SmackDown, the war to settle the score. They're just like, hey, by the way, everybody's just on Raw now. Don't worry about it.
I liked when they did, when they were split and uh-huh. they did the draft.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or the lottery. Yeah.
Yeah, but as
sides and stuff.
Yeah, there was a weird like overlap where like they did the draft, but really it didn't matter because you just show up on every show anyway. And eventually they unified the championships in 2013. Like it's got to be like 10, not 10. Yeah. Shit. Like 3 years after they stopped caring about the actual brand split. You would just have, like, the actual champion, the WWE champion, and then loser world champions like Big Show and Jack Swagger.
Yeah, I never got that. Like, how can you be the WWE champion, but not the world champion?
Ask WWE circa up to 2012.
And the heavyweight champion.
What is the Intercontinental Championship?
That's he's champion of the Intercontinents.
Oh,
he's champion of the ocean.
the intercontinental connections.
Yeah, intracontinental. Northwest Passage champion.
Panama Canal.
What was that new title that John Cena had for a while? The spinner one.
That was on the United States title. Oh. He made it a spinner.
United States.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
Yes, they have the United States and Intercontinental Championships.
Oh.
Yeah.
They should have hardcore, tag team,
uh-huh.
just the heavyweight. Yeah. Like.
Well, and then one for everybody.
They need to have weight classes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if they have heavyweight champion, why don't they have featherweight champion?
They need to have super heavyweight champion just for fat guys.
Yep.
Just for Rafiki?
Yeah, Rafiki.
Rafiki is the baboon from Lion King.
Oh, what was it?
Rikishi.
Rafiki. Rafiki is way better.
So yeah, so in this...
Rafiki whoops hyena's ass.
Whoa,
Rafiki.
Anyway. So yeah, like over the past like 5 years or so, they've really had the trouble with like making new guys. They pretty much just make guys to feed them to John Cena and Randy Orton. Yeah. So, like, and you'd have your legends, your legacy legends, like Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Do they even do stuff on the regular show?
Well, that's the thing.
Just save them for pay-per-views.
Like, Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Well, Shawn Michaels actually retired. Undertaker has been at a point where he pretty much only shows up for WrestleMania.
And then wins.
Yeah. And, well,
is he still undefeated?
No. Brock Lesnar beat him. For a man who claims to have loved Brock Lesnar so much, you didn't even know that. And like Triple H shows up. He's like the new Vince McMahon, but he wrestles some.
Well, Vince McMahon used to wrestle some.
Yeah, but Triple H is an actual wrestler.
Strut down there.
He's no cover of Men's Fitness. This
yeah.
Vince McMahon is.
Well, his arms are gigantic.
Yeah, he's huge.
Uh huh.
He's 77 years old.
Hey, he's only 69. Thank you. They basically, essentially boils down to this. They'd have, like, John Cena and Randy Orton versus the rest of the Raw roster. A 2-on-14 handicap match. And obviously, Cena and Orton are just freight train rolling.
RKO and all over the place.
Exactly. So, like, why even bother having a 1-on-1 match with John Cena and anybody? Because he can beat everybody in a 16-on-1 handicap match. You know, we've hit a changing of the guard, though. Like, the new era started popping up in like 2010, 2011. Daniel Bryan showed up. He's a small guy. Uses the crippler crossface. Well, it's a variation. Well, it's not the same, but it's essentially the same.
Do they say Shades of Chris Benoit?
No, they don't.
Do they ever mention, has he been mentioned ever?
No, but they used to edit him out of like all the shows he was on. But since they've had the...
Blur his face out.
Well, no, they'd like cut to a wide shot or something, or like leave off stuff. But on the network, on the WWE network, they don't do that because that would be way too much. Yeah. So they put a disclaimer saying like...
There's a murderer.
Like, we, you know, he wasn't murdering people at the time.
Yeah,
that we know.
And like some, I think they do like...
So technically, they
edit out some of the commentary like, oh my God, King, Chris Benoit is a murderous animal.
Well, may have just killed that man.
Exactly.
He's going to go home and strangle his wife.
I'm choking him. But yeah, so like... CM Punk and Daniel Bryan were like smaller guys who were starting to bubble up, and they were like managed to break through the John Cena, Randy Orton monopoly. And then there were this trio of guys called the Shield. They look like Lil Boss Mans. They all had the flak jacket and the black pants tucked into their boots. Dean Ambrose, stupid name. Yeah. Although currently he has a pretty good character because he's
Dean Ambrose sounds like somebody from a soap opera.
Yes.
He's made him sound like a porn star.
Then there's Seth Rollins.
That's also technically terrible.
Yes. Didn't expect much, although now he's like their top regular bad guy. And Roman Reigns, who's their new Superman.
All those names are horrible.
Well,
Reigns also sounds like a porn star.
There's a that was sort of a trademark of like the early days of them like revamping their developmental territory. They'd give them new stupid names for like they sound like random white guy generators. Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that's awful.
Like the last few years, the guys they've signed have had less terrible, like generic white guy names. Like it's so like stupid, Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Like you get
pretty awful.
Like eventually you get used to it because whatever.
Hey, there's one guy out there listening. His name is Dean Ambrose.
Fuck that guy.
No, we lost our listeners.
But
sorry, Dean.
But like the Shield itself represented a turning point because those were like new guys that they didn't completely just shit on and feed them to Triple H and John Cena.
So did they fight? They were the good guys.
No, they were the bad guys. Oh. And they were like a three-man unit, and they were just...
The Shield?
Yes. They would just whoop ass in six-man tag team matches, and like, they didn't like get destroyed by your big shows or your John Cena's. They actually won a lot, so it was actually represent... They're like actually thinking about making people for the future. But 2013 comes around. Daniel Bryan gets too popular. They had him win the championship, but they're like, come on, this is like a September thing. This isn't like a you're going to main event WrestleMania next year thing. Come on, guys. But basically, he's a good underdog. He's a good wrestler. He has a snazzy yes chant. The yes. Just chants yes over and over again while pointing his hands up.
Pretty positive message.
It's catchy. So, like, all of that swirled around, and they're like, yo, my God, yes. But WWE's like, no, we don't want to do this. So, instead of that, they shit-canned him and brought us Blutista. Batista came back, won the Royal Rumble despite not being very good at wrestling anymore, very out of shape.
Yeah, well, it worked for The Rock.
Yeah, that's the thing. They thought, oh, yeah, it's going to be another Rock situation. He comes back.
Yeah, but Batista was never at The Rock's level before he left.
Exactly. And he's not the same level movie star. Like, this was pre-Guardians of the Galaxy. They were like,
Rock is pretty high level.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson now.
How many Fast and Furious movies have Batista been in?
How many Scorpion
Kings? So yeah, the crowd rejects this vociferously. Boo!
Yes, they should.
Yeah, Blutista. Yeah, he was Blutista, and then so they re-inject Daniel Bryan in, and he wins the championship. Unfortunately, he like had a neck injury and got stripped like a month later. So, oh my God, we got the big comeback, the title he never lost. Instead of that, Roman Reigns wins the Royal Rumble, and they're like, boo. Because, like, okay, they want to make Roman Reigns the new guy. So, remember John Cena circa 2003, 2004, you know? He's battle rapping. He's he's popular. He's okay at wrestling.
He's got a good rap career.
Exactly.
Looks like Vanilla Ice, kind
of. Yeah. So, like, he had a hot year before he broke out and became champion. Roman Reigns has spent the last year, like, injured for 6 months and has had, like, 2 singles matches ever on pay-per-view. Like... And he's not good at wrestling. He's not even good at talking. Like, he's, like, stumbling along, and they're like, and, like, so you read the reviews online, and they're, like, making excuses. Like, he's coming along. He's doing okay. But, like, he's supposed to be the next guy at WrestleMania. And they're like, he's all right. Like, so it's not going to work out well for him. It might work out in the end, but it's going to take another year. So that's where wrestling is now.
Sweet. That's awful.
Yeah. They instead of, like, you know, a guy like Daniel Bryan that the crowd is, like, behind, instead it's like, no, we have this idea for this guy. And to their credit, WWE wasn't, like, gonna... It's sometimes worse when they switch up at the very last second, because then it's like, hey, have this storyline in 2 weeks. He hit him and then... Do wrestling.
There's a dog and some chili.
Exactly.
So that probably took months of writing. That probably
dog
wasn't
into what? What do we throw it in?
So yeah. So like all the wheels in this motion were set in motion like last year. Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker at WrestleMania. Then he beat John Cena at SummerSlam for the title.
Nope.
But then here's the thing: they gave Brock Lesnar such a sweet contract that he doesn't have to wrestle on Raw pretty much ever. He has to, like, appear, like, 4 times a year or whatever. So, like, he went from, like, September to January without actually being on television. He's the champion. Like, they didn't even, like, break it up in the middle a little bit. Nope, just don't worry about it. They didn't even, like, have a good explanation. They're just like, shh.
It's training.
Yeah. Like, we you know we take off the months of, like, November and December anyway because holidays. So we'll just... make it official by not having the champion around.
Well,
just...
Speaking of holidays, do they still do, like, the gravy match? I remember that on SmackDown.
Sure, that was a SmackDown tradition.
Do they still have women?
Barely. They wrestle for, like, 2 minutes at a time, and their characters are all just bitchy, like...
Dawn Marie.
Not even. Just like, oh my God, you can't. No.
Corey Wilson?
No.
Sable?
No.
Sable of China?
Sunny.
Oh, wait.
Sable is technically around because she's banging Brock Lesnar.
Stacey Keibler married George Clooney, didn't she?
I thought they. No, I don't think they got married.
No, well, okay. Well,
no, yeah, George. Together. Yeah. Yeah, they
didn't even touch on John Cena's movie career. He's a movie star.
Yeah, well, there's a whole other thing. WWE movies.
Kane.
Well, here's the thing.
A couple movies.
Guess who top bad guys, like far too protected and beat too many people are? Big Show and Kane still just kicking ass in 2015.
Well, Big Show, I mean, What else is he going to do?
I'm still convinced that Kane's not the same guy.
No, he's not. When he took, unmasked?
Yeah, yeah, that's a different guy. That's not the same That's Kane. Not the same Kane that would mask. That's why he unmasked.
Yeah, but so you realize...
He's a different guy.
No, he just got older and fatter.
Yeah, like that, no?
Yes.
No.
Because the Kane from like 1999 and 2000 was different from the Kane who was masked in 2002, because the Kane who was masked in 2002 sucked, like, because he's got this stupid
new guy.
No, he just got worse, because
there's been more than one Kane.
Well, technically, yes, but
Big Show's not the same guy.
So yeah, the basically
he switched from the Giant to the Big Show. They switched games.
When he cut his hair, he became a different man. He's like Samson.
Yeah. When Bradshaw became JBL, yeah, they switched guys too.
And Chavo Guerrero became
Kerwin White.
Yeah.
And when Rey Mysterio came back and he had to wear a shirt because he was fat.
yeah, but like, I hated it when they took his mask off, because it really did just look awful.
Yeah, he has a peanut head.
And he still had the creepy white contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically what it boils down to is that we're on the brink of the Roman Reigns era, the network era. We're, you know,
Roman Empire.
Exactly. And it's going to stop because he's not very good.
Then we will soon see the fall of
Roman Empire. Will
exactly. And Nero will laugh, or fiddle.
Yeah, fiddle away.
And basically, they repeated the same sins of last year. Like, oh, you want Danny Bryan? Nah, we were going to do what we want instead. Oh, boo? Too bad.
They could control that.
Yeah, but they're like, we got our plans.
Oh, damn it, we meant to make this guy popular, and it worked.
Now he's too popular.
Yeah. They
bring it back.
He's too popular.
Yeah. To be fair, Danny Bryan's like 4 years older than Roman Reigns and already had a neck injury, so he's not going to be able your long-term guy.
When you say old, how...
He's like 32.
But we're not talking Undertaker old.
Well, no, but...
How old is Undertaker old?
46 or something.
No, he's got to be older than that.
No,
when
he just...
Did he start wrestling?
He was started in the WWE in 1990.
Okay, so that's...
probably in his mid-20s?
25 yeah. years ago?
All right, so he might be 50.
Yeah, I think
he's the early 50s.
Okay, look at Ric Flair.
Okay, what is the point of this?
They can go on look forever. You talk about age.
To look at
him. Uh-huh. Some of these old guys.
So yeah, we'll close on my hot WrestleMania 31 predictions. Mm. So they're going to define down Danny Bryan by putting him in the Intercontinental match instead of
wah-wah.
Yeah. And it's going to be like an 8-man ladder match.
Ooh.
So,
ladders are in an 8-man ladder match?
It's 32. So, we'll just say Danny Bryan wins that to like underscore the fact that he's not the world champion. And he can just go, yes, 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 but just whatever.
We'll go, meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. Now annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
As yeah. he would have wanted it.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. And so there's The Miz. You remember The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he
real
has.
The real world star.
Yes. The real world champion.
Yeah.
He has a double. Damien. The guy used to be called Damien Sandow. He was like, oh my, yes, intellectual. Then he became like imitator of the week. I'm going to dress up as a lumberjack. And that transformed into him becoming The Miz's stunt double. Because The Miz starred in a WWE movie. So he's like, hey guys, I'm a movie star now.
What was he in?
The Marine 3 and something else.
Oh yeah, they've gone through like 3 or 4 different people for The Marine.
Yeah.
That's a John Cena original. Yeah. Who's the other guy?
Ted DiBiase.
No.
Yeah. No. His son, Ted DiBiase Jr.
Who was that? Like Ken?
Ken Kennedy
yeah.
was in Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's still the same shit.
Owen Wilson.
So yeah. So the point is that he became The Miz's stunt double. So and now they're feuding because he's like, I'm gonna be my own man, and he'll eliminate The Miz and win. Let's just say, or it'll be somebody else. Doesn't matter.
It'll be that guy's stunt double.
Yeah.
Or someone else.
Yeah. And so John Cena is going after the latest Russian monster. Rusev.
What?
Rusev. He's got the United States Championship and he's undefeated. Guess what John Cena's going to do? Save America and beat him for the championship at WrestleMania.
Does he have a new Rocky movie
wrestling version?
Yes. What?
Does he have a new movie coming out?
No.
He's on Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
He was for an episode. On the Johnny Karate show.
Yes.
Did he F you anyone?
No.
No. He got put into a dunk tank almost with. I thought he had his hands handcuffed behind him, which would have been extra drowny. And then Roman Reigns will beat Brock Lesnar and become champion. Yeah. It'll be awful. Maybe it'll be like that Brock Lesnar Goldberg match.
Oh, God.
Goldberg spears people and isn't good at wrestling or talking. Roman Reigns, same deal.
Let's just tie up.
There it is. There it all comes full circle.
Tie up.
And they brought Rhino back in the developmental territory. He's in the developmental territory to like wrestle some of the young guys, give him that Rhino rub.
Is he replacing Bill DeMott as the head trainer? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's a whole another thing. But that's like
Bill DeMott got, did he get fired or did he quit?
He quit, although it's probably one of those things where, like, hey, you should probably quit.
Yeah. He was the head trainer and he was getting accused of bullying.
Well, I think it's one of those things where like he was doing it old school, and old school doesn't work when you're like a publicly traded company.
Yeah,
that's worldwide.
Your
it does.
HR rep is watching.
If you have a company that has an HR rep, you can't be calling people homophobic slurs and like threatening them with concussions because you know they have doctors, lawyers get involved.
Not humorous.
No, it is not humorous at all. Exactly. And on that note, we will close. How do you guys feel about wrestling? Are you going to start watching again?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. As the casual fans, I can say it doesn't sound appealing, does it?
I still look at the toys. Like, when I go into the toy store, I'll look. I see the wrestling
and
toys.
And they still have Kane and show action.
Yeah, and I will continue to do what I do and watch like the 2-minute end of match video clips on the WWE website every 3 weeks. Oh, yeah, there it is. And
okay, that happened.
I will attend shitty independent wrestling.
Yeah.
You know?
Segway to Bangor.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on our own wrestling careers.
No.
That's, you know what? That'll be for the second episode of Wrestling Is Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, good luck and goodbye.